For my side, I for don't cry. If not be you guide me, I for don't cry. If not be you get for my side, they will don't carry me.
Play, 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 play,
if not be you get for my side, I for don't cry. If not be you get for my side, I for don't cry. If not be you get.
Taxpayer is required to give evidence of economic activities or business transactions such as books, records or invoices as required by law and submit or present the data or documentation required by the Zambia Revenue Authority accurately and timely in accordance with the tax laws. Shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio. Inspiring, life-changing radio.
The Afternoon Main News Bulletin, brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund. Public Service Pension Fund, keeping your pension promise.
Go digital with PSPF. Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app and USSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN, and Zamtel networks to access all your pension needs. Digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434# Public Service Pensions Fund, keeping your pension promise.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you so much for joining us for the main news on One Love Radio, the headlines. Membet to escort Archbishop Banda to deck cause for Catholic solidarity. Lusaka province records 92% utilization of CDF funds in 2025. And foreign news, deadly clashes between protesters and security forces as Iran unrest grows. And Sports Confederation of African Football releases group stage best 11 as North and West African stars dominate 2025 Africa Cup of Nations. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. Lusaka province has achieved a 92% utilization rate of the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, in 2025, with more than 341 million kwacha spent from over 368 million kwacha released by government as of December 29, 2025. The Lusaka Provincial Administration says the strong absorption of funds reflects timely disbursement of government and effective implementation of projects identified by local communities. All six local authorities, Luangwa, Rufunsa, Chongwe, Lusaka, Chilanga and Kafue, were actively engaged in project implementation throughout the year. Principal Public Relations Officer at the Lusaka Provincial Administration, Logic Lukwanda, explains that the performance underscores government's commitment to decentralized development, noting that CDF projects are demand-driven and determined by community needs. He says priority areas include included health, education, infrastructure and security infrastructure such as police posts and stations. Key projects implemented during the year include the construction of a mortuary at Rufusa Rural Health Center, reducing reliance on facilities in Chongwe and in Pasha, as well as new market and ablution block at Feira Market in Luangwa District, which previously had none.
The key highlights of the projects include a mortuary at Rufunsa Rural Health Center in Rufunsa District, as people previously relied on Chongwe District Hospital and Pansha Mission Hospital, a market and ablution block at Fera Market in Luangwa District, which had none, Luansa Primary School in Chongwe, an area which had no school before, Murangwa Primary School with mechanized modern water recirculation system in Kafue District, an area which had no school since independence. Others include George Compound Skills Training Center in Matero Constituency in Lusaka, and a two-story classroom block in Chawama Constituency and another in Kaunda Square of Munali Constituencies as flagship projects.
ZESCO Senior Security Officer Kenny Souza says vandalism of power infrastructure has in the last 2 years become rampant, escalating into one of the most costly challenges facing the country's electricity sector. Mr. Souza explains that vandalism of electricity installations has over the years evolved into an organized crime being carried out by structured syndicates countrywide. He has stated that by the end of 2024, the power utility had spent over 60 million kwacha replacing vandalized installations. Mr. Souza explains that the losses go beyond damaged equipment as communities are left without electricity for extended periods. He has noted that critical services such as health facilities, small businesses and households are often severely affected when transformers and service cables are stolen. According to Zanis, Mr. Souza disclosed that criminals are mainly targeting copper components driven by high prices on the scrap metal market. He says lawbreakers have in the recent past taken advantage of prolonged periods of power outages as a result of power rationing to commit crimes. He has expressed concern that young people are being used to steal ZESCO installations, while financiers and buyers of stolen copper often escape accountability. Mr. Souza has since called on communities to work closely with the law enforcement agencies by reporting suspicious activities, saying protecting power infrastructure is a shared national responsibility. Still in local news, the United Party for National Development, UPND, has thanked residents of Liangati Ward in Senanga Constituency, as well as Litawa and Mutondo Wards in Nalikwanda Constituency's Western Province, for their support of party candidates in the by-elections held on December 31, 2025. The by-elections were conducted following the passing of the sitting councillors and affected wards. UPND recorded victories in all the contested wards, strengthening its political presence in Western Province. Western Province UPND Provincial Chairman and Minister Kapelwa Mbangweta says the outcome by the by-elections reflected continued public confidence in the leadership of President Hakainde Hichilema and the party's governance agenda. He has stated that the results demonstrated appreciation for the government's people-centered approach, which places citizens' welfare at the core of national development. Mr. Mbangweta has further indicated that the victories also signified public support for the recently enacted Bill 7, which he described as a people-driven constitutional reform. Operation Young Vote has called on women across the country to actively participate in politics by joining political parties and contesting for parliamentary and other elective positions. Operation Young Vote Executive Director, Mr. Guest Nyerenda,